Well, hey there. Welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. This is Bobby McGraw. I just want to say thanks for joining us today. If you're new to these, we spend about 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and it's a really great way to start the day off on the right foot with just encouragement and just fuel for your soul. If you're new to these, be sure to check out our website. It's just www.sugarhill.church, where you can learn more about the church and sort of what we're like and what we believe. And we'd love to invite you this Sunday at 9:30 or 11 to join us either online or live in person here in Sugar Hill, Georgia. Today, I want to talk a little bit about forgiveness, because forgiveness is a thing that a lot of people just don't understand. They struggle with it. They have all of these misconceptions about what it means to forgive others. When I was in high school, I heard a pastor preach on the passage where one of Jesus' closest followers, Peter, asked Jesus, "Jesus, how many times must I forgive somebody?" And then Peter came up with this number that he thought was so huge. He said, "Should I forgive them 7 times? And Jesus' response was, "No, Peter, not just 7 times, but you're to forgive them 70 times 7 times. In other words, Jesus was saying, you've got to live a lifestyle of forgiveness. And because most of us have this misconception about forgiveness, we're stingy with it. But I really believe if we understood what it really looked like, we would give it away more freely. Here's what Galatians chapter 6, verse 1 says. It says, "Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently." And so here's what I want to talk about today. If God expects us to forgive others, then what does that look like? In other words, what do we need to know or what do we need to do to ensure that we live a lifestyle of forgiveness? So let me just give you a few tips along the way. The first one is this. Number one, we've got to realize that nobody, absolutely nobody, is perfect. Whenever somebody wrongs us, whenever we become angry with them, whenever they've hurt us in the past, we are often filled with resentment. We're filled with hurt. We're filled with bitterness. And what begins to happen is when you have all of that stuff inside of you, you begin to rip other people apart. We don't treat them as if they're made in the image of God. And so number one, we just need to recognize that no one is perfect. The second thing that is super helpful when it comes to forgiving others is for us to give up our right to get even. That's really what it means to live in an attitude of forgiveness. The Bible says this in Romans 12, verse 19, "Never avenge yourselves. Leave that to God, for he has said that he will repay those who deserve it." In other words, it's not our job to retaliate. It's not our job to make things right with them or get them back. And so every single day, Paul's reminder is to leave that to God. Number three, another third tip is whenever somebody does something wrong to you, respond by doing something right. This is a huge eye-opener for me. Oftentimes, we want to treat people in the way that they've treated us, but as a Christ follower, somebody that says, "I want to live the life of Jesus," what Jesus did was anytime somebody hit him with something wrong, he responded in grace, he responded in truth, he responded in love. Now, this is going to be really hard, and I would just remind us that to live this way, we're absolutely going to need God's help. We're going to need the love of Jesus to fill us up, and that's why it's so important for us to be on the podcast and to be in God's Word every single day so that God's love fills us so that we can give it away. And the last thing I would say is number four, keep your eye focused on what God's plan is for your life. If all you do is focus on the hurt in your life, that's all you're going to see. Whatever we pay attention to helps determine the direction that we go in our life. So if we pay attention to the hurt, if we pay attention to the anger, if we pay attention to the rage, if we hold on to the bitterness, our life is going to be enveloped by that stuff. But man, if we can begin to focus on what is God's purpose for my life, what does God have that's bigger than my problem, bigger than my pain? If I focus on that, then I can get up and live the life that God wants me to live. Listen to what Paul says in Ephesians 4. This is Ephesians 4, verses 31 and 32. "Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Instead," here's what he says, "be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. And so today, instead of being full of anger, bitterness, malice, let's replace that with love. Let's put these four things to work and let's practice forgiveness. Hey, I hope you have a great, great day today. Thanks for joining us on the podcast. Feel free to share these on social media, email them to somebody, use them as a resource to help to encourage other people in your life. And we'll see you back here tomorrow for another edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast.